Okay, so Shkoyev coming out again on Hishana Rabbah. Today, the second daf is actually tomorrow's daf, second daf of the day. Tomorrow's daf is Chav Ches, Beitza daf Chav Ches. We left off this morning, we didn't quite finish the Chav Zayin. We left off by the Mishnah, six lines up at the bottom of the page on Chav Zayin and Beitza. We're continuing in our discussions of preparing animals on Yom Tov. So we discussed, we started the parak with the halachas of trapping animals. Then we discussed the halachas of being mevaker, checking if the animal has a mum, particularly a bechor. Then we discussed earlier today about the behemoths that die, whether it's muksa or not. Now we're up to the next Mishnah. Ein nimnan al behem lechatchilu b'yamtiv, aval nimnan al emer v'yamtiv, and or v'sheichtin machal kamenem. So what does that mean? The Mishnah says really 3 points. Point number one is, they used to, back in the day, they used to get together a group of people. They didn't have refrigeration. They didn't have ways to store animals, to store meat, to store once it's shechted. So they get together a group of people that were willing to take each a certain amount of meat that they would be using in relatively short order, and they would divvy up the animal, and then they would buy the animal and the sheikh would shechted based on that group of people. Says our Mishnah that the people can't be counted into a group lechatchila on Yom Tov. You can't be doing that on Yom Tov. It's too much of a kind of like a zilzel of Yom Tov to make such a arrangements on Yom Tov itself, even if you're not transferring the money. Just the whole notion of putting that together is not proper to be done on Yom Tov. However, if you count in the people before Yom Tov, 10 people get together and say, we'll buy the animal together. We're each going to buy a tenth animal. And then on Yom Tov, you actually divide it up. Or, says the first one explained, the last line of the Mishnah is, or, v'sheikhtim chak meneim. Or, if you have people that go, and even if they didn't make arrangements for Yom Tov, but they form the group and they take an animal from the butcher, and they have them shecht it, divide it, and don't make any stipulations regarding the money, that's also okay. So basically, two ways are okay. Either you make some sort of financial commitments before Yom Tov, but on Yom Tov you just divvy it up without referencing the financial commitments, or you don't do anything before Yom Tov, you divide it all up on Yom Tov without making any references towards financial commitments, and there's a trust factor that you'll be able to go back after Yom Tov. The butcher has another animal that was the same size, same as the animal they're shechting, and you'll be able to make the arrangements to pay afterwards. That's fine as well, says the Gemara. What does it mean you can't be counted? You cannot fix a price for the animal Yom Tov. You're going to fix a price at this such and such is the amount we're going to pay for this animal. That's already iser. Again, like I said before, it's not mamish masamati. You're not doing business, but even discussing business is not proper for Yom Tov. Hey Chavit. So what says the Mara? So what should he do? Meaning, the Mara really is going on the next part of the Mishnah. We said that if you made arrangements that 10 people agreed to get together, they're going to buy an animal, or they didn't make any arrangements, but they just split it up by Yom Tov, that's okay. So that last thing, what do you mean they just split it up? What do they do? Amarav, maybe stay behemoth. The butcher will bring two behemoths. Umabita zeh tzu, and he'll put one behemoth next to the other. Vayimer zukazu, and he'll show the members of the group. You see, this animal's like that animal. Okay, now you see there's a comparable animal to work with. So you butcher will go shecht one of the animals, give it to the people, divide it up, and then no price discussion at all. After Yom Tov, they go back and assess what's the value of that like, of that similar type of animal, and the group will end up paying that amount of money of that value of the like animal, and they'll divide it accordingly, according to their ratios. Tanya Mihachi, Lemar Mechaveri, Harini Imcha Besela, Harini Chabeshtaim. A person shouldn't say numbers. I'm in with you for a seller worth of meat. I'm with you for two slime. Avo Emelei Harini Imcha Lemechse Shoshavia. Again, we're trying to avoid numbers and dollars and transactional type of speak. We don't want the person to say, I'm in it for a sell, I'm in it for two slum. You don't say, give me $20 worth of meat. You don't say those words. But what do you say? I'm in it for a third of the animal, a half, a quarter. That's fine. You have to divide the animal somehow. That's fine. But once you start talking dollar amounts, even if you're not actually exchanging money, that's a problem. We don't like to talk dollar amounts on Yom Tov either. Okay. Zok the Mishnah on the top of Chav Ches and Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, we're going to have to a little quickly. I know it's a Yom Tov, we know a little faster. It's a big daf, but it does read relatively quickly. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Sheik Adam Basa Kenegat Kli Kenegat Kupitz. You're allowed to measure the meat, let's say, on the scale against a Kli or against a Kupitz is like a meat chopper. Actually, chop your bones, right? A meat cleaver. So you could use that, meaning you do with a shinoi. Weighing things is considered like more like an uvdu d'chayil. It's like a maisa chayil, top Rashi, top of the page says. And that's a big focus of this daf, uvdu d'chayil, which is a very, very I call it cloudy area, because even the Achrayim discuss what exactly is Uvda Dechel, what classifies Uvda Dechel, what doesn't. The Rabbi Yaimer, Rabbi Ravad Yosef Zatzal, he wanted to explain, suggest that Uvda Dechel means something that you're doing in a way where it's not a malacha, but another way to do it would be a malacha, and therefore it's a problem. But he himself dismisses that can't be, because his cases don't fit into that criteria. So the Achrayim are a little bit at odds trying to explain what exactly fits in the category of Uvda Dechel, right? Uvda Dechel is vachadik. It's almost like the modern day Kuvim people, they pasnished. What goes under the Uvda Dechel? And the Chazanish actually says it was given over. Chazal made their gezeiros in times of the Gemara, and it's given over to the Chachamim of Chol Davredar to decide what is considered Uvda Dechel. Each Chacham in his Dzar could decide what's called Uvda Dechel. Very interesting. It definitely leads to a little bit of, we'll call it confusion, of clarity of exactly what's going to be in that classification now. Okay. But weighing things on the scale, clearly, our Mishnah is saying it's Uvda Dechel. Even if you're disagreeing, you're just saying you could use, instead of using weights, if you switch and use a meat cleaver or another kli as your counterbalance, that's okay. That's really enough of a shinoi to take away the Uvda Dechel. And v'chamayim and say, no, we don't use a scale at all. We don't use scales at all. My kolikar, what does it mean kolikar? What is he stressing with kolikar? Even to put the meat on a scale to guard it from mice, you're not using it to weigh at all. You're using it simply to raise it up off the ground and the mice don't get to it. It's the problem, because that's how fat we took it. We don't want to deal with scales at all. Says Gemara, that's only if it's hanging on the ring, meaning only if it's on the balance with the scales that it's somewhat operational, is it a problem, even if you're not using it for weights, you're using it to hang it up that shouldn't be on the ground for the mice, that could still be a problem. But if it's just the pan from the scale not hung up in the proper spot, then it's partially not weighing anything, and then you would be able to use it to lift up the meat off the ground to avoid from the mice. A professional butcher, he can't even weigh the meat in his hand. Unbelievable. Now Rashi explains, very interesting, Rashi says, how would the professional butcher weigh the meat in his hand? He would take a weight in one hand, meat in the other hand, and he could say, oh, yeah, this feels the same, and I'll know how much the meat weighs. Well, use the weight to determine how much the weight in his other hand is, and know exactly how much the meat weighs. So the first one diet for Rashi, it sounds like, dafka, when he's using one hand with meat and one hand with weight, is a problem. But for a butcher who's an expert at weighing things, just to pick up a piece of meat and say, man, there's a pound, that would be okay, and medayik Rashi. However, other Rishonim argue and say that no, even that, the wording of the Mara is, it's also to take biyad, even in one hand, even by himself, to take without any weights, to take in his hand meat, is a problem. Other Shana Mamu Machma and Rashi, and say it's a problem even to take it in his hand. Vamar Vidam Shmuel, Tabach Uman, a butcher who again is a professional, Asalishko Basbimayim, he cannot weigh the meat again by placing in water, it's water displacement. He knows that when he fills up his cup of water, he has lines on the cup, and he knows that if it displaces X amount of water, that means it typically weighs this much, and you have to be an expert to appreciate all the different nuances of the meat, like a butcher, to really ascertain the proper weight. So for a butcher, it's a problem. For someone else, that wouldn't be a problem. That wouldn't be considered close enough to proper weighing to be of the Dechel. But for a butcher, indeed, that would still be a problem. But Amar, actually, before we go further, a couple points in this. So it's saying that it's usher to use the scale according to Chamim Kolikar. We gave a couple of, we said, what does Kolikar include? Even lifting up the scale that shouldn't go touch the ground for mice, but it doesn't include if the scale's not even set up. And also, we discussed that about a butcher. A butcher goes to be an issue, even his hand is like a scale, and therefore it can be problematic. Okay. The Rashba says, when we talk about using a scale, it's also Kolikar, based on Yishalmi, he says it's only where it's in the context of purchase and sale. It's only what's in the context of purchase and sale is it really a problem. But Stamos, let's say you need to weigh it for recipes. You know how much meat you're putting in the recipe. That'll be fine. It's only when it's for purchase sale is it resembling Uvda Dechel and a problem. That's basically Shalmi. However, the Rashba says the Balvi himself is not mashma. The Balvi itself is mashma. Even for house use, is no good. That we're going to discuss either later, probably in tomorrow's off, we're going to discuss that a woman can't measure out flour, even if you use a yomtiv. That's a machlokes. Rav says she can. But the Gemara brings an argument against Rav that you cannot measure out flour. Says the Rashba, but that's clearly not for mekamevka, that's for a home recipe, and still it's a problem. And therefore we see that the Bavli holds that it's a problem unless we pass like Rav. If we pass like Rav, we can stim to Yerushalmi and say that it's only a problem for purchase and sale, not for, but with the real meicher, like retail, but if it's in the person's private house, that's not going to be a problem. Lameis, the Beis Yosef, argues and says that even if Rav allows it, don't make Rav like the Yerushalmi. Rav is allowing it because Rav is allowing measure up the flour for challah purposes, for a mitzvah. Stamazai, like even in one's personal recipe, even Rav would agree is problematic. At Taka, Mishnah Berurah holds that it's very clear. Mishnah Berurah brings a raya, it's in Bir Halacha actually, but he brings a raya from our Gemara about protecting it from mice. We said the gezeira of not using the scale applies even when you're raising the height to protect it from mice. That's completely far away from scales, from using it for weight purposes. And still was saying it's a problem. Certainly using it for a recipe is going to be a problem if I can't even protect it from the mice. in this man, in this fashion of using the scale, certainly using it for a recipe would not be a good enough excuse to use it for a scale. And therefore, Mishbura says, it's clear from our sugya that we are machmir, that the Bavli indeed argues on Yishalmi. Yishalmi says, dafka purchase and sale, reasons, whereas Derech Mechamemkar, whereas the Bavli are answering using a scale in any fashion, because it still resembles of the Dechel. Now, when Rabbi Yehuda allowed in the Mishnah, can I get a kupitz? That was the cleaver, right? What type, are we talking about a case where he knows the weight of the cleaver, of the kupitz or not? So it's Machlokes in the Achroinim. That makes me nafkmina. If you know the weight of the cleaver, so Rabbi Yehuda is saying, I can ultimately weigh something out to the exact measurement. I can know the weight. I just can't use a regular weight. I got to use a shinoi using a kupitz. Others want to say, no, the whole point of using a kupitz is, you don't even know the exact weight of the kupitz. You know about. So using something to give you a gauge, but you don't know the exact weight either. If you knew the exact weight, it would be the same thing as using a regular weight, and that would right to be problematic. It's a machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Okay, let's see the more fighter. Vamar b'chir barashi lasis beis yab vaser usher lasis beis yab vaser. It's also to make a handle in a piece of meat. It's also make a handle because the idea is that it's also because it's something that would be normal to do for memkar. Meaning, a person goes to the butcher. These days we have shopping bags. Back in the day, or boxes, you would take the meat, you'd carry it home. How do you carry it home? So you make a hole in the meat to be like make a base yada, a handle, to be able to hold it and carry it home. So that's the type of thing that happened in a mekkah memkar in retail, and we want to avoid that look on yantiv, and therefore it's usher, even one's private house, to make a base yada. I'm ravina v'yadashari, but it's usher to make it only with a utensil, with a kli. To make it by hand, it doesn't have the same type of look, it's not a proper handle, that's permissible. I'm ravuna mutlas says simen buzzer. You know what it is mutter to do? It's mutter to make a simen in the meat, a simen for to know that this meat is kosher meat and it shouldn't have run into issues of buzzer shasam and ayin. Kihad rabba ravuna mechatek latas karanas. We have this elsewhere. Rabba Ravuna used to cut the meat in a triangle. That's the picture of Rashi. He'd cut it because he would send me back to his house to his family and he'd cut it in a triangle. They'd know if it comes in a triangle, it's meat that he sent. If it came in a different shape, that means someone stole the meat and replaced it. That was the simen that he had to take a dish of buzzer shasam and ayin. We're saying that's not a problem of the Zuchal cutting it in that type of simen, that type of shape. They would weigh one portion against another portion on Yantiv. When they had meat, let's say they were divvying it up, so they would, when they were dividing the animal amongst themselves, they would weigh the piece against each other, so they would use a scale. And for that, it's okay, because you're weighing meat against meat, you're not weighing it against a weight, and therefore it's okay. It says in my command, like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbanon. Ask the Gemara 1 second. The Chari says it's to make any time of a Mishnah. Why? Can I get a kli? Can I get a kupitz? Can I get a kli in? Can I get me dachrin lai? Rabbi Yehuda, he allowed it, only allowed, can I get a kli? Can I get a utensil, which is enough of a shinoi, therefore it's okay. Sounds like, can I get something else, like another piece of meat, with hakabi yasser, even according to Yehuda. And Iker Rabbanon, for sure, it's also, I mean, kafazayim, kalikr. Now, Rabbanon said, you can't use the kafazayim, the scale at all. Inu davikr, Bishu Mar says, they act like a Bishu, designer, Bishu Aimer, Shaykh Lamana Kegmam Yamtiv. Rabbi Yehuda held that no, there's a, Rabbi Yehuda was more lenient, he held that measuring meat against meat is a permissible form of measuring. It's not the normal way of Derech Mekka Memkar. It's not considered of the Tuchel. It is permissible. And these Rachachamim, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimba Rebbe, they were going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara, Amar Yosef, Halacha Rabbi Shua, Halacha Sakai Rabbi Shua, Hotam B'Bechares Kabasei, Halacha Sakai Rabbi Shua, that you can measure meat against meat, because we find the Mishnah and Bechares like them. Where do we see this? It's on Psulim Mekdashim, Hanas Nakdash, the Psulim Mekdashim, the Anagos Nakdash, like a Manak Nakaman Bechar. Two dinim. Psul Mekdash number one, the Hanagos Hekdesh, that's a general idea of a carbon that's a Bamum. All the benefits go to Hekdesh, which by the way allows you, the Mar's not going to quote this part of it, but allows you to go sell it in the market, get the best price, because the money is going to be used to buy a replacement Hekdesh. So you want to get the most money possible. Bechar, we just had this earlier, spoke about the Bechar the past couple of days, Bechar, the halacha is once it gets a mum, you shecht to Bechutz, you don't redeem it, you don't exchange it, you shecht it as is. And therefore, any benefits you get from it is going to the Hekdesh, it's going for the person outside the base of Hekdesh, it's not a benefit of the Mizbeach. And therefore, we revert back to basic rules, you can't sell on the market, you can't even weigh it on the regular scales as if it's going to be sold in the market, because you want to minimize the zilzal, because anyway, it's being used for private use, not for Hekdesh. Says the Mishnah, v'sheik l'manik hegman b'char. Yet, even by b'char, where we're worried about zilzul of hektish, we allow you to measure meat against meat on the scale. You can't measure it with regular weights, but you can measure meat against meat. So we see meat against meat is not a problem of zilzul of hektish. Therefore, the Mar Sub is not a problem of Ovid Dechal either. Ayamta, the Mar says, what's the connection? Mechadesa. Maybe something could be Ovid Dechal and not zilzul, and something could be zilzul and not Ovid Dechal. Rabbi Shulam only said it's permissible meat against meat because it was weighing it, because we're not talking about kosher, we're talking about regular chulam meat. It's beyond the purposes for weighing. It's not a problem of the dechol, but maybe it would be a problem of zayin kachim. Avahasim dikim zayin kachim lai. Maybe he would disagree with that mission. He would say that weighing the bechor against the bechor would be problematic because it would be zayin kachim. Perhaps inami or the other way. Adkad kamer ben hasim the rabban over there. They could weigh the meat against the meat by the bechor. Only said elmeshim lemechsikah than the chol because the rabban over there didn't were worried about of the chol over there. Of the chol wasn't concerned. Obviously, talking about bechor, it could be during the week. It's talking about weekday. Of the chol is not concerned, and therefore it was an issue. Avahach where the concern is of the chol, the mechsi avahach the mechsi good to the chol. Maybe over there. Would say the chum from there would not allow of here. So basically, what we're saying is that the connection is not a good connection. We're trying to say pasuk b'shua because there's a stop mission like in legabe bechor. Bechor is an issue of zilzal hekdesh, zilzal bechor. This is an issue and asuk is an issue of the dechor. It's two different issues, and therefore you can't compare one to the other. Okay, says more now a technical issue on the story. You tell me a story that Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon Rebbe would measure up the meat against the meat on the scale, which sounds like they're very particular that these should get their own equal portion. They were makban on each other. Remember the company that tell me that makban each other. They were seven fish that would deliver to Rabbi's house. Five of them were found in Rabbi's home. For like Shimon Rebbe, and Shimon Rebbe was upset that he got a lesser portion from his own father's house. Rebbe had seven, Rebbe Chiya ended up getting five, and Shimon Rebbe presumably got the other two, but he got much less, got less than half of what his counterpart, what his friend got. So you see clearly that I'm not going to each other. Amar Papa, you're right. Shadi Gavri Nayo, throw some other people in between, meaning it's different. It was two different characters. E Rebbe Chiya, Rebbe Shmuel, Rishon Rabbi Yisi. Either the story took place in Rebbe Chiya and not Rishon Rabbi. It was Rebbe Chiya, Rishon Rabbi Yisi. Rishon Rabbi, or Rishon Rabbi Taka, Ubar Kapara, but it's different people involved, and therefore. And therefore, you don't have a kasha on a technical question. I over there, they seem to be makbid on exact weights, and elsewhere they're not makbid each other. They weren't makbid each other, but there's other pairings were potentially they were more particular on each other. Now the first just discussed is a shtark adiyak here. We're saying that Rav Shimon Rebbe got only two portions, Rav Chiya got five portions, and it was fine because le makbid he was makbid. Is le makbid a license to go take what you want? Is when the person that makbid is that a heter? So someone say yes. Meaning, let's say I know that you're not makbid, you're happy for me to benefit from your, whatever it is, from your items. You never said explicitly, go take it, but I know you're happy. I know you've told other people, I know you're happy. Can I go take it without permission or not? So this is a discussion of Shtamar Shen when we arrive from here, that if I know someone's not makbid on something, I can make use of it, I can take it, I can use it up, whatever it may be, if he's not makbid, even without permission. Politesis bring exactly opposite. Politesis say, we know there's a sugi above Metzia, called Yish Shlemidas, where a guy lost something but he's not aware of it, and we say Yish Shlemidas Levi Yish according to Abaya. It's one of the six places in Shas. We pass in Yalkagam like Abaya over Rava, and we say Yish Shlemidas Levi Yish. So this type of thing, if a person is not makbar, but doesn't know that you want to come take it, that should be in the category of Yish Shlemidas, and we pack Maskam. It does not work. Says the Baal Tais, it doesn't work. Says the Shach, he argues, says Mach. You're comparing Yish to Stamagan not be makbid. Stamagan be makbid. Yish is the verdict that it's bisul asiyade. When I picked up the Aveda, the guy didn't even know he lost it to be miyayish yet, and therefore it's a separate issue. Over here, the guy generally already starts over the stomach and says he's not makbid, and therefore it's permissible for all. He doesn't have to know better for it to be permissible. Not a good comparison. Shach doesn't like the polytheist comparison, and Shach sides with the Rishonim that learn from Asugya that if someone's not makbid, it's mutter. Whereas Shulchan Aruch Rav sides with Taisvis, by Taisvis Machmer, and says no. Even if someone's not Machmer, even if you know generally he's not Machmer, if you don't know for sure that he was not Machmer for you, then it's a problem. You can't take it. So this is a fundamental machlokes. People say there are often lenient in using items of someone that you know for sure he's been generous in the past. He lets people use it, but you don't know right now that he's letting you use it. We have Bali Taisvis saying to be Machmer. We have the other Shem Bala saying to be Makel, and we have machlokes Lemaisa with Shulchan Aruch Rav versus the Shach whether or not you can Makel or Machmer. But again, one of the rice is from our Sugya. Okay, Zakti Mishnah Vayter. Ain mashchiza. Now the order of the Mishnayos is a little funny. The Mishnayos start off. Trapping makes sense, and then checking animals mum before you shechta makes sense. Then we got into weighing. Well, the butcher weighing what he sells, and then we get animal died without shechita fine. Then we get to the butcher weighing what he sells. Then we got first we got to being counted in the group to buy the meat. Then we got to the butcher weighing results. And now we're getting into cleaning the knife. Now the knife presumably is being used for shechita, so we're a little bit out of order going back to the knife. So it's a question in the Rishonim what exactly the order is. Rashba says we're going based on the process. And the process is after you shechita, you still have to cut up and dismember the animal. So we're at the next step, and then we'll focus on the next step of the process. That'll seemingly be how the Rashba learns it. The shechita learns, no. We're focused on the people. First we focus on the relationship between the meicher and the buyer. And now, once you finish with the buyer purchasing it, now we're going to focus on the buyer himself, what he does with it once it's ready purchased. Okay. You can't sharpen the knife on Yantiv the normal way. Again, this would seem to be a problem of the tachol. So you can't scrape it the normal way, but you can scrape it. If you do it in an abnormal way, since it's not the regular way, it's not a problem. Since you're doing a shinoi, not a problem of tachol. Like we had legabe the weighing the meat according to Pehuta at least. Amar Funa, the whole next bunch of lines is gonna have a disagreement. But a qualification of the Mishnah, they're going to qualify the Mishnah, the Machlekes, what the qualification is. Version number one, opinion number one. Amavuna, Lashon Meshchezah Sh'aven, Tafka by a stone knife. Amashchezah Sh'aitz Mutter, a stone knife, right, which, or I should say a, it's not a knife that's made of stone, a stone sharpener. Sharpening the knife against a stone is the normal way to sharpen, and that's what's a problem in the first place, and we say you could do it, we say that's a problem, only against another knife. But if you're doing it against a piece of wood, that's fine anyway. This that he's saying, even against an Eben is Aser, is only when you come to sharpen. What if you're coming to scrape off the grease? The best way to scrape the grease is also the stone. That's also Mutter. So again, stone sharpening is Aser only with a stone, not with wood. And even the stone's only Aser if you're sharpening, but if your intent is to just scrape off the schmutz, that's right, the mutter. Which comes out that when you come to sharpen with the wood itself is a mutter. Even if your intent is to sharpen mamish, with the wood is okay. It's not the pshat that the wood's okay because it doesn't sharpen. Your intent is to sharpen, it's still okay with wood. It's already enough of a shinoi. Ikin the masal seifa, some say no, let's go the other way. Bishal eitz mutter, tafka bishal eitz is where it's mutter. He meant to say the opposite way. He was saying that he's being machmer now. It's only mutter bishal eitz. Bishal eitz is aser. And I'm reading the mishmuel, hadam bishal eitz mutter. This day he said that bishal eitz is mutter. Lamar al havishim nasa, only to get rid of the grease is mutter with the wood. Avchad aser. According to this version, everything's aser. Except for getting rid of the grease via wood. Using the stone for sharpening for sure is aser, even to get rid of the grease is aser. And using the wood to sharpen is aser, it's only grease off the wood is mutter. That's, according to the second version, the only thing that's going to be permissible. Mechlal, also, like we just said, from a stone, even use it just to get rid of the shamnunis, would be indeed aser. Now some say the conversation we just had on Rav Huna's statement, and then the qualification of the Mishmuel, some say directly to the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that you cannot sharpen a knife on Yantiv. Rabbi the Mishmuel says only sharpening it's a problem, but getting rid of the shamnunis of the knife is mutter. Which, when the Mishnah says, again, so far that'll be the same what we said till now. The chiluk is the next level. Till now we said the next level was instead of stone, wood. Now we're saying the next level is what we said in the Mishnah. Instead of using another stone, using chaverta, another knife. Avol, lavisham nesem mutter. To take off a shamnunis is mutter even from the stone, which means from the other knife, you can even sharpen it. Mechal agave chaverta, I went over that line. Agave chaverta, afil chado nami mutter. It's permitted even to sharpen the knife based on using the other knife. Vigid masla seifa, some say it's on the seifa of the mission. Again, very similar to the second time from before, but instead of talking about stone versus wood, we're talking about stone versus another knife. Avol masil agave chaverta, you let it put the knife against the other knife, scrape against the other knife. Amar vidu mashmuel, leishadu elhamid shamnunasa. Only to get rid of the grease could you put the knife against the other knife. Avil chadda, to sharpen the knife, even against the knife, usser. Even against the knife, it's usser. And certainly, to sharpen against a stone is usser. Even to wipe away the grease against the stone is usser. Mechlal, the mashchezes, afilu, lahavir, shamnasa usser. When you're rubbing the knife against the stone, even to get rid of the grease, is going to be usser. Mantad, the mashchezes, usser. Whose tana says that sharpening with a stone is usser, even though it's relevant for Machshirei Echol Nefesh. Rav Chisda like Rav Yehuda, not Rav Yehuda. We pointed this out recently, a couple of months ago. It comes up many times that Rav Yehuda held that not only is Echol Nefesh Mutter, Machshirei Echol Nefesh Mutter. Us not allowing, our Gersuga not allowing sharpening the knife on a stone is clearly not Rav Yehuda. It's Anya, Eimin Yantav Shabbos, and Echol Nefesh Vavad. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Af Machshirei Echol Nefesh. Rav Yehuda says, not only Echol Nefesh, even Machshirei Echol Nefesh is distinct. That on Yom Tov, even Machshirei is Mutter. So according to Rav Yehuda, the chayra, even sharpening the knife, would be permissible. Amar Rav Chisda, Dashim Mishmach Halach Rav Yehuda. Shall we say in your name, Halach is like Rav Yehuda, because you're being busy explaining that our mission is like Rav Yehuda, but according to Rav Yehuda, it would be permissible. Does that mean you subscribe to that cheetah? Amar Leih, Yehi Ravi, yes, it should be the will of Kosh Baruch Hu. Chalani Mil Me'al Yisrael Tudashim Mishmai. All these wonderful memories should be said in my name, meaning he's agreeing that the Halach is like Rav Yehuda. Amar Nachemiah Bar Rav Yosef, Havi Kamina Kamei Rava. I was standing once in front of the Rav Avikoi, top of a base. I was rubbing a knife over the rim of a basket. Let me say this very clear again. I was standing in the presence of Rava, and he was taking a knife over the rim. Varmilei, and I asked him, "Lechadik of Mar, are you doing it to sharpen it? Lavishem Esau, are you doing it to remove the grease?" Varmilei, he said to me, "Lavishem Esau, I'm just doing it to remove the grease." V'chazisi, but I saw l'daite lechadik of it. Really, his das was to be mechadik to sharpen it. V'kasav, he just tells Allah v'merin kain. Interesting, very interesting concept. That rubber really holds his mutter even lechatchila. He just meaning to sharpen, not just to get rid of the grease. He said grease because he didn't want to. It's halacha v'merin kain. That's the halacha, but you don't paskin away for someone who asks. But that is the halacha. I saw from his response, from his facial expression, it really is that's the halacha. But halacha v'merin kain. Therefore, he said, "Yeah, I'm doing it to get off the grease," but that wasn't really his intent. For Amar Abaya, similar story. Have a kavini kamei demar. V'avikom amar sakina sifsa derachaya. He's rubbing the knife on the edge of a stone. V'armilei, and I asked him, "Lechad de kabay mar, are you trying to sharpen the knife? I lavish mizah, just trying to get rid of the grease." V'armilei, same exact outcome. Lavish mizah, he responded to me, "I'm just trying to get rid of the grease." V'chazisi, but I saw the daiti that Abayi's das really was lechad de kabay. He's doing it to sharpen because of alachim merikain. But he owes alacha is that's mutter, but you don't paskin, and therefore he told me, "I'm going just trying to get rid of the grease, even though he's really trying to sharpen it." Now there's very very big differences in these two stories to the extent that it plays. I mean, plays nafkina lemaisa. There's a machlekes how he paskin. Remember, we have one lashon that goes lechumra. That says the second lashon goes to chumrah and says that let's just focus on the first set of members, not related to the Mishnah. That if I have a choice between stone or wood, the halacha is stone is totally aser, sai to sharpen, sai to remove grease, and even wood is aser to sharpen, only mutter to remove grease. That was the muhammadic lashon, the second lashon. Lishna kame held that no, stone is aser to sharpen, mutter for grease, and the wood is mutter even to sharpen. That was the more lenient lashon. So what do you paskin like? So the Rashba says we pasuk l'shakama. Hagam typically in Shas we pasuk l'shabasra. Over here we're talking about sugyas and yanim derabanan anyway. And in yanim derabanan we go l'kula and l'shakama is more makel. That's Rashba. The Shita argues and then she says no. That we see from the story that we pasukin like l'shabasra because we see that Rava was holding the knife against a basket that's like wood and still he said I'm only doing l'shamnunis, right? I'm only doing l'shamnunis. So we see the guy on a sakin. On a stone, even shamnunis would be a problem. So that's a raya l'chumra. The problem with the raya that the Shita brings is that the next gemara that we just quoted is the opposite way. The next gemara we just quoted, the story that Abaye was holding a knife against a stone, and he was yes, he's doing it to sharpen or doing it to get rid of the grease. And he said, "I'm doing it to get rid of the grease," but he's just deflecting. Really, he's doing it to sharpen, which means that even sharpening, even on stone, would actually be permissible according to Abaye's Shita. So we have raya l'kan l'kan. And therefore, not clear to Paschal. Again, Shita's Paschaling l'chumra, Rashba's Paschaling l'kula, but we certainly have Rias l'kan l'kan. On this idea of halacha v'emarin kain, just quickly, Rashi says emarin kain the rabbim. It seems to be like it's a problem you're going to teach the rabbim. It seems to be a problem you're going to proliferate halacha that's good. People are going to get the wrong message. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, doesn't mean the after the rabbim. These stories were private. It seems like there was only one person in front of the Rava, one person in front of the Bai. You could say Abaye and Rava were our rabbim because what they do gets spoken about, but the Maisa was private and still the Machmer. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, it's not a vert of Rabim, even a Yachid, even the Rashi says Lashon of Rabim is Lavdavka, it's a vert, you know, Paskin Islach, because it could lead to people becoming more lenient on things they shouldn't be, but Enechami, the Lach is a Betz Mutter, but we don't Paskin that way, even to a Yachid, that's the Shita wants to take out from our story, the Shechon of Rav, sorry, wants to take out from our stories here. Okay, says the Gemara further, Ibailu, Malar Sakin the Chacham Yantav, you let us show the Sakin to Chacham Yantav. It used to be the minig was to show the Shechita knife to the Chacham. These days, actually, the Pesachim say it's almost the opposite. The Chachamim, unless they're well versed in this specific topic, if they have real Shaila and they're Bucky, great. But most Pesachim, the Sheikhim today, first of all, Sheikhim don't Sheikh their own meat. They work as a third party service. They're employees. So whether the meat's kosher or not, it's not really their headache. And therefore, they're not so biased. Number one. Number two, they're the ones being busy Sheikhit all day. And then the Mashkichim, usually also, like they're more expert in knives being sharp than the Chacham that they may go to. So the times have changed in that sense. But back in the day, it was the common to bring the knife to the Chalaf, to the Rav, to check the knife. And therefore, the Shailos, could you do it on Yontav? Says the Gemara, Rav Mari Babizna, Breda Babizna Shari, he's Matir Rabbanu Asri, Babesav Amar, Tam Chacham Rei Latzmai. So Rav Mari was Matir Rabbanu Asr, and Rav said, Tam Chacham could inspect it for himself, Umashi Lachayim. Tam Chacham could inspect the knife for himself and say, "Oh, I have a good knife, anyone want to borrow it?" So he can inspect the knife, and then everyone can borrow from him. It's a little bit of a, I don't say a trick, but it's a way to get people knives that were inspected, but you can't bring the Chacham, you can check for himself, and then lend it out. From Rav Basiv, Sakin Shamdam Mutlachadam Yamtav, a Sakin that became dull, you let it sharpen a Yamtav, Hanimi Lidabasku Agav Duchay. That's only if it can still cut by applying some pressure, then it's considered sharp enough that you just sharpen little bit, that's fine. But if it needs more than that, that's really too much of an avoid of fixing it, and that can't be done on Yontiv. Darshim Chizr Bevitim Rabbeisiv, Echaz Ak Shivka, Lifka, Saya Sakin, that became nicked, Echaz Shvud, Shenirtsim, or a spit that the tip broke off, Vecha Grifas Tanar Kiram Shpyamtiv, shoving out an oven or a double oven, a yamtiv from the ashes and the coals. Banan machakis b'dar banan. That's a machakis b'banan. The tanya made yamtiv Shabbos el echlof shavad. Rabbi da matir af machshir chamevesh. That's almost all this in the full same machakis. Whether machshire, whether echlof nefesh alone is mutter, or whether even machshire echlof nefesh is mutter. My time tanakama. Amar kro hu levad yas lechem hu v'machshirav. Dafko echlof nefesh, but not the machshir echlof nefesh. Rabbi da amar kro lechem lechem chotzechem. Whatever you need to do, even the machshirin. Tanakama k'siv lechem. What do you lechem? We know this further in the Mesechta. What they're going to do with it? Lechem tells you, "Dafka for you, not for goyim. You can't cook a yontif for goyim." What do the chachamim? What does the Rebbe do with the word "who"? Who levade is taka miyat? What does he do to miyat? I'm going to say, "Ksev who? Ksev lechem." Says who? And says lechem. For the kasha, kamach shiur she'efshal says membrantiv. Kamach shiur she'efshal says membrantiv. Rebbe agrees. There is a miyat. Machshirim that couldn't have been done for yontif, those taka excluded from the word "who." Machshirim that couldn't have been done for yontif, the issue only arose on yontif. That's able to be done on yontif itself. Amar Yehuda Meshul Shput Shenirtsim. A spit that became bent, also like you can't fix, you can't bend it back to shape. Yadav, pshita chayot, obvious. What would be the side you could? Let's see, chadavak av the mishpat biyadi. Even when you're straining with your hand alone, you're not using kalim, you're not doing a maisa to fix it, you think maybe it's permissible, come on, shmuel, straining is still going to be usher. Amar yudam, shmuel, shput shet selling. By baser, a spit that was used to roast meat, a yantiv, also talk to yantiv, is usher to be handled further on yantiv. Once this spit was used, it's dirty. It needs to be cleaned off. It's yucky, and it's not gonna be, it becomes muktza because right now it's not fit to use as is. And if it's muktza, okay, it sounds like that he's subscribing to the idea that you can have muktza for a chatzi Shabbos, right? Chatzi yamtiv. Also not to be yamtiv. Rav Ada. Unless it means the roasting took place before yamtiv. That's not the pashtus. Rav Ada, Rav Amar, Rav Malkiyai, Shaim Tamanicha Bekarzavis. Rav Ada, Rav saying Malkiyai that he could slip it away and leave it in a corner. Why? Really, two problems. First of all, he's already holding it, and he's moving it indirectly, Rashi says, and also, it could be, there could be a danger to it. Okay, but let's see. The Mar is going to explain why it's okay. Amar v'chi Rashi, Amar v'una, v'sheish of k'zayis basar. No, he can only move it to the corner if it contains k'zayis basar. V'ina amar v'chi afvichin k'zayis basar, muta ta'al to midav v'akeitz p'shus rabim. It's like a thorn or shus rabim. A spit is a sharp metal spoke in an open area. That's a problem. And the fact that it's a hazard itself allows for it to be moved. You don't even need the basar on it. Amar v'chi nabredav ikka, shpud shvachais v'gumais v'ravalkia. This is a Gemara comes many times in Shas. Whenever any one of these members are mentioned, Arsig, of course, mentioned shpud. Once mentioned shpud, so we say, and we said the author of this was Rav Malkiyai. So we say the way to remember a memory tool is Shpud, Shvachais, and Gumais. The din of Shpud, the din of Shvachais. These are the sugya over there about whether a person has a wife has a certain amount of obligations to the husband, but if he has maidservants, or she has maidservants, they can take her place. But the Rav Blazer says that no matter how many maidservants that she has, certain things she has to do, because otherwise, Batalumi Vidi Lidezima, and Rav Malkiyai subscribe to Rav Blazer's opinion that shvachis and gumes is the idea of leaving leaving a certain, there used to be a certain act that they did in the haircutting for avodah zarah purposes. So the barber cannot be a party to that, leaving a certain section of hair for avodah zarah purposes. So if he's going to leave that section, he's got to stay a few hair breadths away from the spot where you're leaving, in order that he shouldn't be contributing directly to this avodah zarah. So again, those three dinim, shpud, shvachas, gumais, are of Malkiyai, bluris, efer mikla, ugvin, or Malkiyai. The halacha about. I'm sorry, I mixed up the two dinim. Blurius is the one that we just discussed. The halacha of gumais is that when you talk about a cut and being a gadol, you need to have shtei saris. The two saris have to come from two different pores. I mean, two gumais, two different pores. That's the din of gumais. And blurius is the one we just discussed about a certain type of haircut. They say it was actually very shaved, like almost like a mushroom of today's style, shaved on the sides and left here on top. Okay, that's a vajazar type of haircut. And we don't, if the vajazar had that haircut, we don't try to contribute to that haircut. Efer mikla is the halacha of the ashes that make a mark on the skin. It's like a tattoo, but it's not mamish the tattoo. So even though a tattoo is usur, efer mikla that you put into a wound is like a tattoo, and he asks that as well. Ugvina, and also the lacha of gvina zakam. Those are the members of Sefer Malkiyah.
not Rav Malkiyoi, with a vav at the end, Rav Malkiya. Rav Papa says, no, the way to attribute it is Masnisa and Umasnisa, Brises and Mishnayas are Rav Malkiya, and Shmaitza, members of the Amaram, those are Rav Malkiyoi. Visimanech, the way to remember it is Masnisa Malchasa, the Mishnahs are Malchasa with the Aleph at the end, right? The Mishnah is the queen, right? The Mishnah is queen. The Mishnah, meaning it beats out the members of Aram. So Rav Malkiya, with the Aleph at the end, he quoted the Mishnayas, and Rav Malkiya, he quoted the Amaram's members, and the Mishnayas will always supersede the Amaram's members. My Benayu, what's the difference, bottom line? Ik Benayu Shvachais, Nafkin is who was the author of the Memra of Shvachais, right? Shvachais is a Mishnah. Shvachis is a Mishnah. So according to the second version, it was part of Malkiyah with Aleph at the end. According to the first version, it was Malkiyah with a Vav at the end. Quickly, just one point on there's a nice Geshmak of Mala Ram, famous Taz we've quoted many times. The Mala Ram is just bothered that we know that Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. Right? Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. Narvas was saying that certain things that you could have done before Yom Tiv, or things that our Machshirim was saying are not going to be mutter, right? If you based on Pesukim, then there's nothing to talk about. But if you tell the Pesukim, there's really more drushas, the Rosh Hashanah movie discussed, it is an issue that if we allow A, you make up to B. So if you allow a certain Machshirim, you make up to Machshirim that couldn't have been done for Yantiv, you can do those as well. Now, everyone agrees you can't do. So if we have a Machshirim that couldn't have been done for Yantiv, you can't do Yantiv, that's one of the Svaras to be Machmer and not allow Machshirim at all. Ask the Mole Ram, if that's the case, Eichel Nefesh Bechlal. Eichel Nefesh shouldn't be mutter because if you allow some Eichel Nefesh, you'll come to Eichel Nefesh that couldn't easily have been done before Yantiv. You come to leave it for Yantiv, and that stuff should be a problem. So you should be Geiser, all Eichel Nefesh should be no good. Azai Frek the Mal Ram, and he answers with the famous Taz that anything which has a Beferisha, Drasha, Minatayra, that it's Mutter, where Eichel Nefesh is a clear Pasuk, Chazal will never go on Aser. Chazal will tell you not to do Shefer on when it comes in on Shabbos. Okay. Chazal will tell you not to do Lulav when it comes in on Shabbos. But to tell you to not do something which will cause a direct stira to what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk is saying that Eichel Nefesh is mutter. The Rabbanu will never make a gzira. They'll completely uproot, be directly in contrast with what it says in the Torah. We'll pause over here. Have a wonderful second days.